Hachette Audio presents the only grant writing book you'll ever need, 5th edition, written by Ellen Karsh and Arlen Sue Fox, read by Lamise Isak. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of sample grant forms from the book. Introduction to the 5th edition. Once again, we are preparing a new edition of the only grant writing book you'll ever need in a climate of change and uncertainty. One day, maybe this won't be the case, but we're starting to have our doubts. As in past editions, our purpose is to help you write the best proposal possible, whatever the climate, to enhance your chances of getting funding for your organization, educational institution, or personal projects. And as for past editions, we have turned to foundation officers, outstanding nonprofit leaders, and government officials to seek their best advice. Always in the past, we have been able to assure you that, even when the search was difficult, there still would be plenty of grants available if you knew how to find the right funder and present your case clearly and forcibly. This still is true for many foundation and government grants, but we need to sound an alarm to organizations that depend largely on government grants and contracts. If you have been reading the newspapers and listening to pundits over the last few years, you are aware that the federal government is engaged in major changes and that budget concerns may force significant retrenchment in many service areas. Many state and local governments traditionally receive and pass on federal funding to educational institutions and nonprofits. But we hear from government officials that there are likely to be fewer grants and contracts to state and local governments and to nonprofit organizations over the coming years. Local governments that have managed to keep needed programs afloat in the face of recent federal and state cuts may find it harder and harder to do so. And we hear from foundations watching this process that they are unlikely to be able to pick up the slack in funding. Although there is hope that such conditions may change over time, organizations that do not prepare for cuts in government funding in the near future may not be around to benefit in the long run. So a new purpose for this book is to encourage you not only to perfect your grantsmanship skills to function in an even more highly competitive era than in the past, but also to identify and implement fundraising methods that do not depend on grants. We will mention, but not discuss in this book, common fundraising methods that many of you already use.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?